All right. Okay. I gotta talk about this real quick because I don't want to put this on regular social media because social media is such a is just a cesspool of just bullshit all the time. It's so annoying. But that's why so many people are making podcasts now. Look. So my issue is one thing I'm seeing, right? I'm trying to steer clear of social media as much as possible, but obviously, like, I have a job and I have things I gotta do on social media because I decided to live my life and make money online. But the problem is, it's like everybody online is so easy to just be caught in this echo chamber. Every social media, every niche, all of it online, especially on Twitter, is just a giant echo chamber, right? There is no, people don't like to hear opposing arguments about anything they like or anything they feel is right, right? And the problem is, it's like because of that, a lot of people, it's been happening. Like humans been doing this before. Like even when the internet first started, it was like the way that people generalize, right? Basically, the social media and everything, it's just a giant generalization. Everybody's generalizing everything. When I say generalize, I mean like literally when I see a instance of something happening, they decide that everything related to that instance is also just as bad as that one instance. And it's that is not the fucking case. And it pisses me off because it's like on one side, right, there's this liberal versus fucking conservative bullshit going on. And it's like life is not black and white. Life is literally gray. Life is complicated. There are people who agree with certain, like myself, I agree with certain aspects of conservatives, and I agree with a lot of certain aspects of liberalism, and I agree and I disagree about some things that both of them do, right? There is no like th this like that's why I don't like to that's why I when I say what my quote-unquote political like stance is, I'm just gonna start saying I am humanitarian, okay? From the jump, I'm humanitarian. I don't give a fuck about what you think. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care, okay? Here's the thing. The thing that upsets me because it's like online, like I'm really looking on Twitter. I'm just seeing this shit. And it's like on one side, people are getting upset at the other side for hating on trans people and hating on like the what is it called? Like hating on the fact that some people over there are saying that on the other side, I guess the conservatives are saying that trans people are grooming kids, right? And then on the liberal side, they're like, we're not grooming kids, y'all are grooming kids. Look at this picture of them holding of these kids holding guns, and you're allowing your kids to have guns and shit like that, and this and that, using examples and stuff. And it's just both sides just throwing shit on at each other, just constantly just throwing shit at each other. It's fucking annoying because it's like you both are doing dumb shits. Both of you are making dumbass decisions. Both of you. You both are dumb as fuck to me, okay? I'm be honest with you. both of y'all are dumb as shit to me. I can't, it's fucking, it pisses me off because the trans thing, look, you can be trans all you want. Personally, I don't understand why you have to indoctrinate a child to also accept the fact that you're trans, okay? Who gives a fuck what the child thinks? Do what you do. Why the fuck are you twerking in front of a child? There was this video on Twitter where this lady, with this sadly a black lady, was twerking in front of her own son. She was literally her ass and face twerking on him. Why the fuck are you doing that to your own? That's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's weird, bro. That's mad weird, bro. Right? And then it's like, because the thing is like then I see like videos, right, I see videos of like trans people like sexually dancing in front of children. I'm like, why the fuck are you doing that? Why the fuck are you doing that shit? Why are you doing anything remotely close to sexual in front of children? whatever side you're on. I don't give a fuck what side you're on. Why are you doing anything in front of children? Anything sexual in front of children? Stop. Fucking stop. It's fucking annoying, man. It's annoying as shit because it's like, they're like, and the people who have no idea are the people who just think that people are hating on trans people, right? They're not, like, there's no context anymore. There's no actual context because a lot of people are saying, like, wow, y'all don't even like trans people or this and that. And it's like, you don't even like, you know, like, trans, like, just let trans people be who they are. And right. And it's like, to me, it feels like you're only saying that because somebody who you look up to is saying that exact same thing, right? And it's not even, and it's like, you know, are you even looking into the situation? Are you even trying to read into what's actually going on? Because at the end of the day, what's actually going on is that both sides are being dumb as fuck. Because, like, why the fuck are you teaching your child to goddamn use a weapon? Like, why are you choosing? Why are you giving your child weapons? Why are you allowing this to happen? Why the fuck are there still beauty pageants for children? Why the fuck is that still a thing? That should have been dead and gone, like, long time ago. But no, it's still here. It's still a thing. It's dumb as fuck, right? Same thing goes for the other side. When they're sitting here like, oh my god, we gotta teach the children everything about transsexualism and this and that. Teach them everything about everything. You don't have to teach them about that shit. They're under the age of 16. Shut the fuck up. Teach them about what they need to know in school, history, math, all that shit. If they ask questions based on something in sexual in nature, you say, all you have to say simply, you'll understand when you get older. Simple. Simple, leave it at that. Stop fucking trying to teach them everything, okay? It's annoying as fuck because I hate seeing this shit. I hate it because I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible when it comes to going into this because I just hate it. It's so fucking annoying. It pisses me off because it's like I don't understand how both sides can get so wrapped up in their own thing. And the problem is about social media is that once you and I've experienced this, I've done this myself before, and it's like once you get into an argument with somebody or a disagreement with somebody, you kind of feel the need to double down on what you're saying because if you don't double down. You can make yourself think that because you don't double down on what you're saying, you are weak or you're basically to make you feel bad for not doubling down, right? If you don't double down, right, you're weak. If you do double down, oh, you're a shit person because you would disagree, right? Especially if it's something that has to deal with like, you know, political stances or whatever, right? It's just dumb because, like, why the fuck are you, like, basically, that's just gaslighting. That's literally just, you're gaslighting me into a fucking, like, there's no win-win here. There's no win-win. That's why I don't like arguing with people online. I've stepped away from doing that for the most part. I don't like arguing with people because there's no point. There's no point because it's just literally just humans. Other humans just being dumb as fuck online and just letting the everything they see cloud their judgment and cloud and they just basically just being like fucking they're just being bots. They're being bots. You're being a bot. You're being a bot by letting other people tell you what you should think. Like just because you have this certain ideology doesn't mean that the other people who have the same ideology is going to believe everything you believe as well. That is not how shit works, okay? I can have a certain ideology, okay? And another person come along and say, you have the ideology too? Yeah, I have the ideology. That's cool. We're friends, okay? And then eventually, because we're human, we're going to talk about other things. And then we're going to figure out that, oh, well, we don't agree on everything. But then at that point, you have to make a decision. Do you want to still be friends with this person depending on what you disagree about, right? And it's like, okay, then figure that out, right? Then make that decision for yourself. But at the same time, you got to understand that even if you don't agree with what that person is saying, they're still a human being, right? They still agree with certain things, right? It depends on the person. It depends on how you view certain things that you disagree on, right? It's just dumb to me. I just hate it. I hate it. I had to talk about it because I just don't understand why are we like this? You know, why are we like this? Why the internet came along and it brought people together, but at what cost? Really, I think it was at the cost of thinking for yourself, you know, coming to your own conclusions, you know? We were able to be included, right? But because we're included so much, you are also excluding a lot of things, right? Because the problem is, it's like, for me, the reason why I like the idea of being on the side of, I guess, on the quote-unquote liberal side, was because they were inclusive. They included everybody. That's why I agree with a lot of things they were saying, because they were saying stuff that were like, we include everybody, we love everybody. You can be who you want. Just be yourself type thing. Now it's not even like that anymore. Now it's just simply like exclusionary. It's not inclusive. It's not inclusionary or inclusive. It's just exclusive. It's like, oh, you don't agree with us? You must be conservative. Oh, you don't agree with us? You must be a groomer. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's so dumb. Like, everything is just name-calling all the time. It's just, they're just throwing out fucking names. Throwing out, like, everybody has been, like, fucking, what's it called? Programmed to just use these fucking, like, shock value words. Like, they just use, like, the most heinous word they can think of. They use the craziest word ever, right? Like, it's just like, why? Like, why? Life is not this black and white. Life is never this black and white. It will never be black and white, okay? It's like, everybody has a different experience. Everybody's experienced different things, okay? It's just dumb, because it's just like, I was trying to go to sleep last night, and one of the things that my grandma does that I really genuinely fucking hate it, and I try to get her to not do it, but she's old and she's stuck in her ways, so she can't help it, or she can, but she just doesn't want to. Is like, she turns on the fucking news at night. I don't want to listen to this shit at night. I don't want to listen to your fucking, I don't want to listen to this goddamn, like, people fucking hate them, like, constantly shitting on Donald Trump all the fucking time. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, all this shit they're saying about Donald Trump, like, I don't really understand why you hate this nigga so much. What the fuck did he do so bad that, you know what I mean? Like, one of the things that I remember them talking about was, like, they were saying that he stole documents from the White House or whatever, right? And I'm sitting here like, how the fuck does that make any sense? How do you think he got the documents? Somebody gave him the documents. The fuck? He can't just go in there and steal it. It's not how the shit works. Somebody gave it to him. Someone allowed him to have the documents and he didn't give them back. So whoever gave it to him, they the ones that need to be punished, because they fucking gave it to him. If he wasn't supposed to have it, and he has it, that means that somebody in that system decided to give it to him, who was supposed to not give it to him, and they gave it to him anyway. So, like, why the fuck are y'all, why are you attacking Donald Trump for something that somebody else did? Right? And granted, he could have gave it back, sure. But at the same time, I'm like, how you think he got it in the first place? Why y'all upset at him for having documents when he's the fucking president? Like, shouldn't he know this shit anyway? Like, I don't know. He was the president, not now. But apparently he's running for president again. But they're trying to put him in jail. I don't understand how that works, but I don't know. Anyway, like, the thing is, it's like, it's just annoying because I don't want to hear that shit while I'm going to sleep, man. And she listens to that shit and it gets like fucking programmed into her mind. And she starts like spouting this fucking negative bullshit at me. I got to deal with this shit. That's why I'm like, I'm slowly starting to just be like, I don't want to hear your shit, grandma. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because everything she tells me, it's completely from the mind of a fucking bot. And it's like, it's fucking annoying. Like, it's a bot mentality to me. Because you're not, like, I'm not getting to it. Basically, it's just annoying, man. It's just pissing me off. I hate fucking seeing it. Because it's like, why the fuck, y'all throwing, is like, number one of the words on Twitter that was trending was grooming. And the people were throwing around this word saying like, oh, this is grooming. This is obviously grooming. This is like, do you even know what the definition of grooming is? I'll look it up right now. I look up the definition of grooming. To make ready in advance. That's what that is. Grooming. So technically, everything they're talking about could be seen as grooming. If one of the goals for you to talk to a fucking a kid is to make them ready for something in the future, that's grooming, okay? So if you're telling a child that they should go ahead, they should accept this and that, they should accept trans people, they should accept this, you're grooming them. For when they in the future, right? That's what you're doing. If you're telling a child to, if you're teaching a child how to use a gun, just to quote unquote say keep themselves safe, right? You're grooming them to keep themselves safe in the future. You're making them ready to protect themselves. You're making them ready to accept anything, any pronoun or any like any bullshit from the LGBTQ community. I'm biased. I'm bisexual, by the way. If you didn't know, I'm bisexual, and I can't even sit here and say that I'm on the side of the LGBTQ community right now. I can't even say that. I can't because I don't agree with a lot of shit that they're doing, and I don't even think I don't even think transsexuals deserve to be in the fucking LGBTQ community. I don't think they should even be in the fucking letters. I feel like some of them are just doing it just to be fucking kinky. It's fucking annoying. I hate it. I fucking hate it. Especially those fucking dumbass white men who are just transgender just to be sexual on the street, just to be a whore on the street. The fuck is that? That makes no sense. Like, what? You're too much of a bitch to fucking, like, sit here and deal with being a man, so you decide to just be a woman? Like, I can make, and it's so fucking easy to do so, too. It's so easy to do so. And it just pisses me off, man. If you got money, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And it's just, we've gone to the point in society where we are so fucking just bored. We're just so bored. We figured everything out. We figured it all out. Now we're just sitting here bored as shit, not know what to do. So we just think. And the more we think, the more shit we make up. And the more fucking dreams and the more fucking daydreams we have. And we end up having those daydreams. And we thinking about what if we made it a reality? What if we made this dream a reality? What if we just did this? What if this happened? We're bored. Americans are bored. This is why America is like this. We're bored. Bro, I feel like fucking Jordan Pearson when I said that. But yes, Americans are bored. I don't know about other countries. I can only speak for America. As an American, we are bored. We have figured everything out way too fucking fast. And we haven't figured out the most important thing is loving each other. Just accepting that each other, that we're just all Americans and we need to just help each other. We haven't figured that shit out, but we figured out how to keep everything else running. We've made, you know, a society that is basically taken care of. The people that don't work those very important jobs, like the people that don't work in food industry, the people that don't work in the infrastructure industry, the people that don't work in the and the people that help keep the air fresh, air clean and shit like that. Like the people that don't do essential jobs, the people that don't keep other humans healthy, like doctors and shit. Everybody else who's not in the four categories, there's other categories too, but those four main ones, we're bored. We're bored. Every other job that we have is fucking pointless. Like, I'm being honest with you. Every other job that's not one of those four, or there's some other jobs too that I'm not thinking of right now. But they're, like, they're pointless. They're pointless jobs. They're pointless. All the men are supposed to be sitting, like, realistically, if we were still in the fucking Stone Ages, all the men would go out and find food or build. You know? Would be building or finding food. One of the two. One of them may be a scientist trying to figure out what the fuck to do with this thing. Okay? But like, at the end of the day, like, and the women are supposed to be taking care of the base, the home base. That is the whole point. Taking care of the children and the base and the home. Taking care of home. Like, I don't get why we're so... I don't get how we got to this point. I don't know how we got to this point. But we got to this point. And it's bothering me. It's genuinely bothering me. Because I'm not seeing anything positive. I want to be positive. I want to be a positive. Like, I hope that we get over this hump. And that we figure out that at the end of the day, we need to just accept each other and try to like help each other live a fair life. Everybody, every human, every American needs to live a fair life. Every American deserves to have a house, a home, food, water. Like there's people in America that need food and water. I saw this fucking ad campaign on my grandma's TV where it was talking about save the people in Africa. Bitch, fuck them niggas in Africa. Help the people in America. What the hell? Like, are you serious? Are you dead ass right now? Help the people get fucking tables in Africa so they can learn. I don't give a fuck about them niggas. I don't give a single flying fuck about any of them niggas. You know why? Because they're not American, okay? How about you help the Americans first? How about you make a fucking charity organization to help other fucking Americans? Wait, there are things like that in America. But you know what? It's not being peddled in America. It's not being used in media because they don't give a fuck about other Americans. Because that's the fucking mentality we have right now. They don't give a shit about other Americans. They don't care. People in the media don't care. It's literally just winner takes all at this point. Like, it's so fucking dumb, man. I'm like, it pisses me off. It genuinely pisses me off. Like, how dare you throw an ad in front of my face and tell me that I need to care about some random fucking African that probably isn't even true. That needs help. That probably isn't even true. When they have, I know people. I am one of those people in America who need regular fucking, just regular human shits. Like, it's not like, it shouldn't be this fucking hard. That's why, you know, I'm sad. I hate to say it, but it's true. That's why I liked when Trump was president, because when he was president, he took care of other Americans. Other Americans. He took care of Americans first. He cared about Americans. Yes, he was racist to other people who weren't American, but that is another problem to deal with, okay? But at his core, he cared about Americans and wanted to keep America. Bro, when he was president, I got my fucking money, okay? I got paid. I used that money to up myself and use it to fucking to grow as a person with the money that I had. I got paid when Trump was president. Biden didn't do none of that shit. That nigga that can't even think for himself. He's old as shit. Like, so is Trump. But, like, the point is, it's just, like, it's just fucking annoying. It's just annoying. It pisses me off. That's all I really wanted to talk about. That's all I really wanted to say. And it's just, I could go on. I can go on. But, like, I only got 30 minutes. So I just, look, man, if y'all be listening to this shit, I don't know what you want from me, okay? I swear to God, if this is the podcast episode that blows up, it is what it is. I genuinely, it pissed me off. Okay, I'm sick of seeing this, of name being thrown back and forth. People acting like there's only black and white. There's only this. There's only that. You should only think of this. And if you don't think of this, then you're obviously the opposite. No, it's not how this shit works. It's not how life works. It's not how life works. It will never work like that. In real life, it will never work like that. Social media isn't real, man. Social media is not real. And we should all understand that it's not real. Okay? It's not a real place. Because it's just a place for people to just let out their angers. And let out and to show other people. It's a place for fucking, for egoistic motherfuckers, man. Social media is for a place for people who have damaged egos, who need other people to tell them how they should live their lives, okay? That's what social media is. Me included, okay? That is just what social media, that's just what the internet is, the social media. At least social media. Anyway, that's all I got to say, man. Oh man. Yeah. Anyway, if you listen to this all the way through, hear me rant. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if the mic is loud. It'd be like that, you know. So the mic picks up a lot of shit. I love this mic, I'm being honest. Anyway, yeah. So thanks for coming to my rant. Hope you guys have a good day. Love yourselves and love others, please. I'm begging you, you know, be human first, okay? Don't be just an echo chamber. Be human first. Think for yourself, please. I'm begging you to make your own decisions based on what you enjoy and what other people are telling you. They do not matter. It's about what you know and about what you care about. Fuck what anybody else thinking, man. Including your family. Including your friends. It's about what you like and what you care about. You're the only one living this life, okay? Not them. You're living this life by yourself. Figure it out. I'll see y'all next one, man.